How does one manage a technical group of this size and nature for success?
That's, I hadn't thought about how one does that. Well, I think managing is more about leading than directing. So I think my whole approach was to try to inspire people, to have them able to work on the most advanced projects that were going to make a big difference. Mm-hmm. So my job was to help get the funding and approval to do really exciting things. Well, the people who were sort of the leaders in each of these groups were excited to have the opportunity to do that. So we were sort of working together to create for ourselves an interesting future, a future where we could contribute. If you're going to convert transmitters to solid state, that's a big deal. And look, we're all in this together. And so my job was sort of inspirational, but of course it has to do with putting the right people in the right jobs, and sometimes taking people out of jobs who didn't fit. So I think that was a large part of it. Mm-hmm. Trying to understand why do people work? They work because they believe in the cause, or at least I would far rather be involved in work that everybody considered great and was worth doing than work to get a salary. So I was always looking for how do you find the inspiration that everybody is going to get, you know, is going to be really excited about what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And I remember very vividly, I was in an environment where there was a factory part of our building, and right. Every day at 3:30 when the bell rang, there was a big group of factory people running down the hall trying to escape as fast as possible. You could interpret that as trying to get to the parking lot to get to the front of the line to avoid the traffic jam, but you could also interpret it as, let me out of here, I hate it, and I can't stand one more minute. And I thought, if life is like that, you know, let's try to not live life that way.